Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success
Chronicles. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. Man, I am excited to have Mr. Lee Washington with us. Great guy, doing some really neat things. And so, first, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Of course, my man, of course.
Yeah, well, let's dive into it. Oh, yeah. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about who you are and your background and your history.
All right. Name's Lee Washington.
Okay.
Go by Lee, the one Lee. Been painting since 1982, the first time I picked up a spray paint can.
Wow.
And you know, just went from there with it.
Yeah. And a Houston native?
Right. Grew up in A-League.
Awesome, awesome. So where, like, and that's how I came across you. Like, there was some in Graffiti Park. Mm-hmm. I saw some of your work and some of the things that you've done. Where are some of the areas, like, in the town that you've done some other work?
All over at Rice University at the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, the waves around and inside the stadium, like, parking, like, outside the gallery furniture, the clouds and the ceiling.
Wow.
A lot of places around here.
That's dope. That's dope. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
I believe one would be to carry out, like, just doing the art, taking it to that level. Because originally spray paint, you know, you couldn't, it was like taboo. You couldn't just do it and make money from it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, like, being able to make money from it, that's one for sure. And I think the second one would be to continue it. Because it's not, you know, easy to paint year after year after year after year. Getting older, knowing it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Because, you know, as young, the generation changes with, like, technology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things change. And the third thing, just also being able lately to show, like, a lot of other people how to paint and kids. And, like, that's really, like, cool to me, you know.
Yeah, I know.
To show other people how to do it.
I know, that's I just hearing you talk about, like teaching it and showing other people, like, it's one thing to know that you've been blessed with a talent and be able to use that talent, but then when you can take that talent and share that with others and teach them,
right.
Now that's like generational,
right.
Man, that's like generational positive difference right there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Last few shows I had, that's where it's been. Like, a lot of kids, they're showing them, you know, the basics of artwork, whether it was airbrushing, because one of them had an airbrush set up,
uh-huh.
So airbrushing and spray painting that I showed, so I really like to, you know, touch it back out to the community.
That's good, man. You know, you think, talk about, like, the different, like, the airbrush, spray paint. So, like, some of the murals, like, you've done, some of the hip-hop artists, like, I've seen, like I said, in Graffiti Park. Talk to me, like, the thought about, like, the thoughts of, like, how it come, like I'm not a creative like that, so just to see some of that stuff, man, it blows me away.
Yeah.
like I'm just wild by it, right? And so, like talk to us about, like, from conception to, like, the end product, kind of what's the steps of how you go about that?
First I do, like, let's say Slim, for example, because I was one of the murals down there.
Yep.
So Slim, I know, you know, got a lot of cars, go by Slim Thug the Boss.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I get the sketch and thinking, like, how can I, like, represent him on the wall?
Yeah.
So, I came up with the Boss on the license plate, the Bentley, because B, that's like his logo.
Yep.
The Bentley. And of course, I wanted to do his face. I like to try to, you know, paint portraits a lot. So, like, I wanted to put his face up. So that's an example.
Yeah.
Right there. So I sketched that out and then, go from the sketch to painting on the wall.
Man, like I said, just it blows me away. So just hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you talk about the thing that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
My definition of it, I think, is just really doing what you love to do. That's my definition of it. A lot of people try to equate it to, like, money all the time, which that is important.
Right.
There's people with money that's miserable, but
come on,
depressed.
Come on.
You know? So if you love doing something, that fulfill you more, you know, and carry you longer. Longevity.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was just going to say. It allow you
to have that. That's why I got tired of painting. Because like the love for it. I wasn't getting paid in the very beginning. Yeah. I still love to paint just like back in 82.
I would do it if I wouldn't get paid. Like I've heard people say that before, like success is, man, you do something that, like, it don't matter if you're getting paid or not. Like, I love this.
No, I do.
I love it. That's awesome, man. So what do you think it takes to achieve that type of success that you talked about in your definition?
If I had to put one word on, there's a couple words, but I'm going to say consistency.
Mm.
If I had to put some other words, determination, discipline.
Yeah,
they got to go with it, you know, because some people, they, you know, may start something and not finish. You don't have a good, like, follow through.
Right.
Once you get to thinking about something, if you can focus on it, you know, and stay focused.
All right, man. Go in the direction you gotta do is put
you know, it'll happen for you. A lot of people derive off the path, but I've been like on it, like staying on it. So, and most people I notice that has accomplished things, that's one of the things they say a lot, that, you know, they just kept striving.
Right.
Yeah.
Striving, come achieve. It motivates you just to keep going, like I said. And then for others too, you know. Like I said, I know other people are watching or interested, giving them the same kind of hope. Where does a younger person or older person that still see, like, you used to be like this, now you this, or you
the growth.
But there you go. All of that comes from just straight practicing, discipline, just going on the craft, honing your craft.
I love that too, how you talked about that, because like that can apply to anything, not just painting, but like that's a life lesson.
No, in life, right.
I mean, like I think we all want to strive to be the best version of ourselves in life, and so we have to have that consistency, we have to have that discipline, we have to have that grind, and I think we also have to look within to win.
Of course.
Right. You know, because there's always something that we can improve on and be better on. Yeah. So if you don't mind, man, I was gonna say now to the fun part of the interview, but it's all been fun for me. I just want to throw some words out at you, and if you don't mind, just kind of comment on what comes to mind or heart when you hear those words.
Yeah.
All right. So the first words is living and learning.
Living and learning. Living and learning. Okay. So living and learning, I equate that to, in the beginning of doing art, not taking it serious. So not taking it serious, going down the wrong path, and getting in trouble, and being in trouble, and sitting back thinking, oh man, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I shoulda just did it this way.
Yeah.
That was the learning, right? The living and learning.
I love that, man. That's so good.
my course.
Yeah. I love it, man. So let's go with personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
What comes up when you hear those words, personal growth?
The journey, what it took to get here.
Yeah.
The struggle of it.
Yeah.
You know. For I can't speak for other artists, but for me, like I said, there was a beginning stage, and that beginning stage, I already knew how to paint and everything and draw with a gift from God. And in that little course like that, I wasn't taking it serious enough. Like I said, that wasn't, you know, you weren't making money in these time periods. This is when I said, you painting at nighttime, you just doing your thing or whatever. But as time went by, and I'm like, oh, I can't make a living like this. I'm not making money. So I choose fast money. I chose that. Got in trouble, did time, and like I said, the growth is like doing time, really sitting back thinking, like, it's like a slap in God's face to not use your gift.
Ooh. That's a gem right there.
That's a slap in his face to have a gift
and not use it.
So I was like, no, I gotta get on it. Otherwise, I'm just being disrespectful because everybody got
different gifts.
Yeah.
And so that's, I had to change all of it. So that's the growth in
there. Ooh, that's so good, man. All right, the last one, this is a good one right here, so I'm going to warn you. I'm going to pause a little bit before I give you this one. This is a good one right here. Mm-hmm. So the last one is legacy. Ooh. Come on. Yeah, I warned you.
Yeah, yeah. I would hope to be in some kind of category like that, but I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, me personally, again, I can't speak for others. I wouldn't. I'm not sitting back painting mm-hmm. or doing anything in life to become that, though. I think that comes out of, like, again, a person just over time.
Right.
You've done a lot of things correctly, and it equals legacy. I don't, you know, let's say a person with a hit song.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of people sometimes like, oh, I didn't know it's going to be this big. I knew it was going to be big, but not that big. That's right. What I'm saying. Like, and some people got that insight. And then some will make an album, let's say, and just out of the blue would be like, I didn't even think this one was going to be one. And that was the one that was
that was the one.
You know, the track. The
I love track. It.
You know, so that's how I'm looking at myself. I wasn't painting at 13, 14 years old thinking today, you know, you'll be interviewing me. I didn't know nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, so this can go from this to being on Good Morning America. I don't know nothing like that. And it ain't like you're thinking that way back then. You just, you know, being consistent with what you're doing.
I love.
I'm glad it's going this direction, though.
yeah, you can do it.
I'm glad it's going this direction.
You can do it, man. You said some great things as far as like the. I'm gonna go back to like the consistency, the discipline, the determination pieces that you talked about, mm-hmm. and I agree with you. If we get, it's important to just you know hone in on the process and enjoy the process.
Right, of course.
Like you said, just love what we're doing because like when you do things like that on a consistent basis, mm-hmm. like great. Like it's not too many things we can promise,
right.
But we can promise probably that if you work your tail off, mm-hmm. do it the right way, have that consistent growth, like you're gonna achieve some great things.
Of course, it's the only way.
Yes, though.
I tried the other way.
Oh, yeah. What you say? I've done both. Yeah. And let me tell you, that's the other way is not good.
No, that don't work.
Yeah.
I tried that way.
I love it, man. Well, in closing, man, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and, you know, check out, like, man, your amazing artwork that you have.
Thank you. Okay, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. It's Lee, the one Lee. It's spelled out LeeThe. O-N-E-L-E.
Awesome. Well, again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued success.
Well, man, thank you.
Yes, sir. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. All right. Go get it.